Once you've decided to start your own home-based business on the side, even if it will only bring you an extra $5,000 a month, and that's very doable, you need to incorporate that business. Now, many women think that to incorporate a new business takes a long time, and you have to get an expensive attorney. I used to think that too, and I spent far too much money the first time I incorporated a business. Then I learned. And I'm teaching women a better way, saving them thousands of dollars. Girls, incorporating a business takes about 2 hours and about $75. There are forms that you can get from your State Department of Commerce. Every state has a little bit of a different form, different requirements. And I'm here in Utah. I just went to the State Department of Commerce and I said, I need the Articles of Incorporation form. They gave it to me, and I just plug and chugged in my information. And within that form, already pre-created, they had every single thing that they needed, every requirement. You can do this in your state. It's so simple. I'm going to read you just a little bit of this. Articles of Incorporation of Celebrating Life Incorporated, a Utah corporation. It has then first the name. The name of the corporation shall be, and you fill that in. The duration. The duration of the corporation shall be perpetual. That's what they told us to write. The purpose. And then you write the purpose. It's just very simple. You can do this. It's simple. Doesn't take very much time. Then you get it notarized. That costs about $5 at a bank. Then you take it up to your State Department of Commerce. You stand in line. They tell you if you've got it exactly right, right there. Then within about a week, you get a letter saying, yes, you are our newest or one of the newest corporations in this state. It's a wonderful feeling. You know, one of the things that we have made available for women who want to get started is a simple Articles of Incorporation form. So you could just fill in the blanks, the name of your company, what you'll do. We also help you decide if your business should be an S-Corp, a C-Corp, or an LLC. That's easy to decide once you know the advantages and disadvantages of each entity, and we help you with that. The next thing is to create your product or service. This might be a process, and you might not get it right at first. For example, with Women Celebrating Life, at first we thought we'd create DVDs, and we created several wonderful, expensive DVDs that taught women a number of things. But then we decided, you know, this isn't the very best revenue model. And we started putting on conferences. We created Women Celebrating Life wonderful circles where women meet monthly and connect heart to heart. And we'll always have those where they'll be able to celebrate and improve their lives, helping one another reach their individual goals and serve others. These celebration circles were encouraging women to form in every state and all over the world. Women celebrating, self-improving, and serving. Well, then we decided that a wonderful thing to do also would be creating the Million Dollar Woman Conference. And that's what you're involved with. Most people go through a process of learning how to create the best revenue model for their business. But each day it's an adventure because you're doing what you love. What do you love? What do you want to do every day? You can make the choice to start taking the path less traveled and choose happiness and financial independence instead of frustration and bondage. Besides making amazing money with your business, you can save thousands and thousands of dollars each year. And of course, that's just like making money by taking home-based business tax deductions. The fifth mistake is not taking advantage of tax deductions for home-based businesses. In a one-year study, 770 millionaires were asked to document their activities. Time spent on 30 non-income-producing activities was tracked. The results were that before vacations, family, recreation, entertainment, or sports, the single most consistent activity was consulting with their tax strategist. That's right. They all have learned that it's easier to keep what you've earned than to re-earn it. This habit has made them millions. These people don't know any secrets. They just claim every tax deduction that is legally theirs. There's two systems. Which one are you in? Average folks earn the money. They pay the taxes and they survive on the balance. The wealthy earn the money, enjoy life in a lot of ways. And again, you know, we're talking vacations, recreation, entertainment, sports, and then they pay taxes on the balance. The technique is to merge your lifestyle with business and take advantage of all legal deductions. The U.S. Congress is trying to stimulate new business. They want you to succeed. So they created ways for you to pay fewer taxes if you have a home business or any business. But we're talking about home businesses right now. There are more deductions for a home-based business than for anything else. However, if you're a standard wage-earning taxpayer, our tax system is stacked against you. In fact, it's completely upside down. Most people have three basic deductions. One, their mortgage interest. Second, children. And third, charitable donations. You know, there's a tax paradox, though. 80 million taxpayers have only three deductions, those who are W-2 employees. There's 80 million of them. Most of the population is here paying most of the taxes because they only have three deductions: mortgage interest, children, and charitable donations. Then you go up the scale, and the ones who pay the very least tax, the very smallest amount of tax, are the home business owners and the self-employed. There are 14 million of them, and they have 157 deductions. Why would you not have a home-based business and be able to take all these deductions and pay fewer taxes? It's totally legal. You know, you might say, how much is most of the taxes? Well, 78 cents of every federal dollar comes from wage earners, while only 7 cents comes from those who own their own businesses. As you mature and move toward retirement, your house is paid for, your kids are gone, and you're left with only one deduction: charity. Some people try to plan ahead by having their spouse work and banking extra income. Several studies have shown that after a second car, work clothes, child care, meals eaten out, a higher tax bracket, the spouse who is working may actually only bring home about $1 an hour. The family's compromised and the bank account is barely affected. So what are these underused deductions? Well, we've consulted with men who know every major section of the current IRS code that is least used and most profitable. They work to become the only IRS tax compliant system to help small businesses in America learn exactly what deductions apply to them and how to get the greatest benefit from those deductions. We sought them out, explained that we'd be teaching women all over America who want to know how to take advantage of the benefits the government gives to small businesses. And they taught us exactly how to do this. And they created a simple form we can use for audit-proof accuracy and compliance to every rule. So we never have to worry about an audit. And we can take thousands of dollars worth of deductions. It's a beautiful thing. They made it so easy for us, simply because we wanted to make this so simple that any woman can do it. And so we asked. Janet's going to talk to you in another CD, I hope you hear that one, about the power of asking when she talks about negotiating. Now I'd like to tell you about some of the deductions that you can take if you simply incorporate. Just start a business and become a small business in your home. This could be teaching piano, tutoring a high school student in English, selling candles, anything that sings to your heart. Listen to this. You can deduct equipment. You can deduct up to $100,000 in capital equipment, including office furniture, office equipment, and cars, if you use them 50% of the time for business, whether they are paid for in full or financed. Medical expenses. Now, I should say that's the IRS code section 179, if you want to check on that. Medical expenses. Home business owners, in some cases, can deduct the highest percentage of medical expenses. That includes medical insurance premiums, office visits, copays, some over-the-counter drugs, pharmaceuticals, dental, all these expenses. According to the U.S. General Accounting Office, this benefit, on average, can pay approximately $3,200 a year. It could pay you, but you save that. That's what you can deduct. Currently, only 1% of those who qualify are taking advantage of this. That's the IRS code, section 105. How about hiring children? Yes, you can do this. Up to $4,850 per year per child can be paid to children over the age of 7 who legitimately help in the family's home business. The entire amount is considered a business expense, and there is no income or Social Security tax due from the child if he or she is under the age of 18. Have them pay for their own clothes, their college, their weddings with their income. This is IRS code section 63C, 162A, and section 3 of Pub 15. How about the home office? A home office owner can often write off any dedicated room or portion of the residence as a business expense. You no longer have to conduct the majority of your business in your home to qualify for a home office. Again, the U.S. General Accounting Office states that the average amount claimed for this deduction is about $2,800 per year. Unfortunately, only 10% of qualifying filers are taking advantage of this major tax benefit. That's IRS code section 280A. How about vacations and business trips? Recreation can be combined and enjoyed while on business trips and still leave most of your travel costs tax deductible. IRS code section 162A. Business mileage. There's a 41.5 cent deduction for every business mile you document. You can convert some precious commuting miles into business miles by performing business tasks for your own new company on your way to or from your day job. There are many qualifying taxpayers that don't use this strategy. Imagine, not tracking your mileage is like throwing a dollar bill out the window every couple of miles that you drive. And this is section 1.162-1A. And there are 157 more possible deductions that will apply to you as a home-based business owner. The magic status of a home-based business can mean as much as $5,000 to $10,000 in tax savings every single year.